Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Real, Relevant, and Raw. Relationship radio at its best. Real, Relevant, and Raw broadcast every Thursday from 11 p.m. until 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I am your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And we are here to set it off tonight. Let me first of all thank those who are listening live as well as those who have listened on the archives. Also, let me invite you to follow the show. If you go to our show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/realrelevantraw, click on the follow button. You will be a follower of the show. If you would like to send us a message, maybe you have a relationship question or comment that you do not want to call in for and share on the air, you can message us right below. The follow button is the message button, and you can send us a message, and we will respond. Sadie, I'm looking forward to the topic tonight. It is why men cheat. They say, it is said that men cheat. Well, some men cheat. So the question becomes, why do we cheat? What can a woman do when we cheat? And can a woman stop us, or women stop us from cheating? Sadie, before that, I had a friend of mine hit me up on Facebook. I do, as you know, a show on Wednesday night called the Change for Success Show, and I talked about the love I found. And I talked about what we do when we find love in order to keep that love. So the person hit me up on Facebook, preferred that I do not give her name, so I won't give that. This is what she wrote. Hey, Mike, here's a question for your post. How do you let go of anger after a series of bad relationships so that you are open to finding new love or loving again, period? A sister in, blank, I won't mention city, mad as hell, but not wanting to end up bitter. Sadie, why don't you give that a shot? Why don't you speak to that for a minute, and then I'm going to jump in, and then we'll go to our first song for the evening.
First and foremost, I want you to remember one thing. For every single person that hurt you, they took something from you that you have to fight to get back. I don't know if you ever saw the movie For Color Girls.
Yes, I have.
I don't remember which color she was. I want to say green. Green was the one that had the guy that kept coming. She was an older woman who kept having the guy move in and move out and going back to his ex-girlfriend and coming back and coming back. And then one day she said, somebody ran away with all my stuff. Meaning somebody took parts of me. I allowed different people to take different parts of me at different times. And I looked up and was like, oh, crap, I don't have anything for myself. You have to do it for you. That anger was a learning game. That's all it was. You have to take each one of those experiences and decide what you don't want. And you have to fight to get each part of yourself that you invested in those relationships back. You have to look at it as those people who hurt you were hurt people. They had something missing themselves. So they tried to take from you what you had to supplement what they were missing. So what you have to do, most importantly, not for your next relationship, not for anyone else, but for yourself, you have to rewind, go back, and realize that each one of those people who hurt you, it was not personalized to you. See, we get hurt because we personalize things.
Wow.
You know, if you take a child that has, you know, some that's not the everyday normal child. Let's say, for instance, someone says, that child there is autistic, and they throw a toy, then you're going to pick the toy up and say, you know, don't throw the toy, let's play. But if you have a child that's supposedly not autistic and they do the same behavior, then you want to pick the child up and say, you know, you want to pick the toy up and say, if you throw the toy one more time, you're going in time out. You got to deal with people according to what they're capable of. So you basically personalize those people hurting you, but what you need to go back and realize is they weren't capable of giving you what you wanted. It wasn't you, it was them. And once you can realize that, you will now, in turn, not personalize what they did to you, and then some of that anger will go away, because anger is only a defense mechanism. Once you realize it wasn't you, and no, you, there's no need to defend yourself, but that this person had issues, when you don't have no need to defend yourself, that will help calm the anger. But you got to think about each relationship and figure out what that issue was that that person was dealing with that caused them to do what they did to you. And when you realize that it wasn't you, you will no longer feel like you have to defend yourself. That anger wall, all that anger inside of you, will start to dissipate.
Say that. I like that. I like that. And it's interesting. I want to add to that by saying this to this person. And I looked at the post while you were talking, and you spoke so clearly to this person's issue. You know, she talked about having a series of bad relationships. So for me, acknowledge the anger, which she did. She said, I'm mad as hell, right? Then you got to process the anger. And I think in processing the anger, a lot of what you said applies. You know, how did you get yourself into the situation? How did you attract the people that you attracted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Then, you know, you got to let go of the anger. At some point, say to this person and anyone listening who has had a series of bad relationships, we're talking about men cheating, maybe the man cheated on you, right? At some point, you got to let go of that anger, because what's going to happen is that anger, you're going to carry that anger out of that bad relationship or out of those bad relationships into the next one. As a matter of fact, you talk about having her defenses up. So as long as you're angry, as long as you are bound by that hurt, you're going to have your defenses up. Dan, this is my thing. What can you learn from the experience? Because for me, I'm reading this post and I'm saying, okay, well, a series of bad relationships, where was she psychologically, emotionally, spiritually to attract the kind of men that she attracted, or to choose the kind of men she chose? Once you've gone through that, and it could take several days, several weeks, or several months, then for me, and this is how I ended the show yesterday, you got to recommit to finding love, because I think all of us have the capacity to love and love again. So for the person who wrote this post, I hope that Sadie and I have had an opportunity to answer your question. You know, you can always call in, and let me give a call-in number for those who are listening, 646-716-7031. That's 646-716-7031. Sadie, let's go to a song, and then let's come on back and let's continue this show. Our topic tonight is Why Men Cheat. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw.
Ain't
Love on Top by Beyonce from her 4 album. You're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Block Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And listen, tonight's topic is why men cheat. Now, hearing a song like that, Sadie, I'm just saying to myself, what kind of man would cheat on a woman who's singing like that? And not just singing like that, but singing the words that Beyonce sings. So, Sadie, it raises a question. In your experience as a relationship coach, is one woman enough for most men, or do we just have to have it all?
Well, Michael T.
Set it off, Sadie Sharp.
You have different types of men.
Uh-huh.
Not all men cheat. And not all men are faithful. Okay.
That is true, yeah.
You have
yeah.
different types of men. But let's start with the cheaters. Let's start with the type of man that you just talked about. How could you have a woman? And we're not saying Jay-Z cheats, because for the record, we have no record of this man ever stepping out on his wife. So, because we have no record of this man ever stepping out on his wife, we are going to say that he has never cheated, and this is a man of class and refinement. A man of class and refinement, if he has ever stepped out, no one knows about it because he's classy enough to handle his business the proper way. That's called class and refinement. He wants to be a man that is upstanding within his community, among his peers, his family. That is J to the motherfucking Z, okay?
All right, you set it off, man. I got to play around a little bit, you know. So what you're saying is that a man can be a sophisticated, and let me just say very badly, I'm not talking about Jay-Z, because seriously, although I think a couple years ago it came out that he did have a child out before he got married, there is no record of him ever cheating. Now, I'm just going to be funny, y'all, because, you know, I like to, as Sadie sets it off, I like to throw a little stuff in the game. So basically, Sadie, what you're saying is a man can be a sophisticated dog. Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying a sophisticated dog. I'm just saying that some men are wired differently than others.
Okay.
It doesn't make them a dog. It doesn't make him a dog. It just makes him a man with a lot of testosterone.
It's a hormonal thing, huh?
That's right. You got a lot of testosterone. The chase is on. Testosterone makes you chase. Testosterone makes you see her go by and makes you just want to go after her.
Finish up.
Literally, a lot of testosterone can make you forget where you're supposed to be, where you want to be, until you release that testosterone, if you know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying. All right, so Sadie, you know this is real relevant raw, where we keep it raw.
I think Lil Wayne said it best. As soon as I come to my senses.
Yeah, he did say that in that song, I Love My Bitches Love Me, yes. Yes. Now I'm going to take it back to old school, Miss Sadie Sharp, and as you know, everybody who's listening, this is real, relevant, and raw, where we keep it raw but never raunchy. I remember a friend of mine, his daddy said, this was back when I was in high school, he said, son, a stiff dick has no conscience.
I know that's right. He has never lied.
What? Yeah, you know, it's like Lil Wayne said, when I come, I come to my senses. And so it implies that until he comes, while he's up in it, he ain't thinking straight.
So
you know what
Lil Wayne said, as soon as I come.
The instant that I release, I become rational all over again. So
as soon as Lil Wayne come, he be like, oh, I got a wife and kids. Until then, he don't remember them. Who, wife, who? Lil Wayne, I got Lil Wayne Jr. Where? He's a basketball player. I got to pick him up from who? As soon as rain comes, he'll be like, oh, I
got to
go. I got to get my son, my wife, and text me.
So, what it does is it brings to light a point that I want to make that is right along the lines of what you're saying. You're looking at things from a perspective of genetics, that is testosterone. and that testosterone can blind you. It brings about the predatorial instinct in a man. For me, it's just something very plain, lust. You know, it's that intense desire, whatever is driving it, is that intense desire. You know, why men cheat? It's that intense desire. I see what I want, and I've got to have it, or no, let me back up. I see who I want. I've got to have her, or depending, I've got to have him, and I become so fixated on this person that I want that, in effect, nothing else comes to mind, and yet after I've made that conquest, then I come to my sense. So I think what we're saying.
And that right there is the difference in the dog and the man.
Mm.
A dog will be like, okay, he's in a club and he see your friend of your friend walk in, meaning like the wife's friend's friend.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, God darn, I didn't know Tracy be looking like that. And he walks
in. Damn, him, yo.
Hey, yeah, yo, Tracy, sheesh, woo. A man will be like, you know what? A man of class would find him, like, you know, I'll pass on Tracy. And he'll take a mental picture of Tracy and find him another Tracy that don't know his friend of a friend of his wife.
All right.
That's the man of class and refinement.
All right. So Sadie, hold on one second.
Is gonna be like, I'm just going to deny it. Like Shaggy said, it wasn't me.
Sadie, you know what you've done now. Now you've inspired me to look at our song list. I gotta play My Bitches Love Me. And you know, ladies, pardon me for using the B word, but I gotta quote it like this. So I'm gonna try to find a song. Keep on talking. I'm gonna try to find a song, and I want to play it. Oh, here we go. I'm gonna move this up in the queue, and we're gonna see if I can move this up in the queue. And yes, I'm moving it up in the queue, and we're going to play this song in just a minute. So, brothers, listen. And like, I think it was Jamie Foxx blaming on alcohol, you know, that good cushion alcohol. Listen, lust, testosterone. Ladies, these are all reasons why we cheat. Now, there's some more. We're going to get into those reasons as we go through the show. But I would say, would you say at the top of the list is testosterone? And lust, the reason for
yep,
which men cheat.
Listen, here's one more thing. You ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
Five married men and one single guy, or five married men and one gets divorced, can cause one of the other four to cheat.
Sadie, listen.
Real talk right there, Michael.
Listen, we're setting it off. Sadie, listen, somebody just called in. Let me take this call. Then we're going to come back and go to our song. We're going to finish up. We're going to continue on with this show, Why Men Cheat. Let me bring this caller on the line. Caller, you are on the air. If you do not mind, tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm Vanessa, and I'm recently relocated from Georgia back to New Jersey. Oftentimes, I'm reading your blog on Facebook, and I figured I'd get in on the show.
Thank you, Vanessa. Vanessa, say hello to Sadie Sharp, my co-host.
Hello, Sadie. How are you?
Hello, Vanessa. Thank you so much for calling in. It's great to know that you're a follower. Welcome back to New Jersey.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be home.
Hey, well, again, welcome back to Jersey. Vanessa, please tell us, what is your question or your comment tonight?
Well, I was just looking in. So often times there's this issue, of course, that seems to be never ending. And, you know, what happens, I find, is that a lot of these things are programmed earlier on in certain lives, be it the male or the woman, and I can only speak on my behalf with regards to what was planted in my life, and not that I want to accept it, but as a young girl, we were always told that no matter what you do, you're never going to have one man to yourself. I just wanted to know what your point of view was on that.
Well, you know what, I think Vanessa, that's not necessarily true. I think that whoever told you that, or whoever teaches their girls that, or their women that, I think they probably experienced that. And so what it does for me, and I'm kind of speaking from a man's perspective, that it makes the woman compromise. In other words, she accepts what she doesn't have to accept. The fact of the matter is, to me, Vanessa, you don't have to, or no woman has to accept a man cheating. And
exactly.
And as Steve Harvey, You know what I mean? And as Steve Harvey said, and I do believe this, that the woman does set the tone for the relationship. And I think if you make it clear from the outset regarding what your expectations are, that it will at least, at the very least, it'll make a man think twice about being unfaithful. And if he is, then you have a clear reason to terminate that relationship. Sadie, what
right.
do you want to say about this?
Well, I've always
I like
been
to say this. I'm sorry, Sadie. Go ahead. I'm sorry, dear. Say what you'd like to say.
Vanessa, go ahead.
I said I've always been accused of giving up too soon, like that one bullet, one offense, one bullet type thing, and I'm out, that type of response to things. And I've also been accused of not waiting it out, not seeing things through, and seeing how things could go, support your, you know, not everything's going to be rosy. But, you know, I, as you were saying, you know, it's just something that's been planned. And as you had mentioned, the tone is always set forth going. And it doesn't always work out that way sometimes, so it seems.
Well, Vanessa, for me, it really depends upon what, again, your expectations are. Let's say arguments. Okay, for me, an argument is not a reason to end a relationship. However,
no.
on the other hand, if your bottom line is honesty and in that context monogamy, then I think that if you're with someone who cheats on you, then you have a perfect you have a right to step away. Now, not every person who's in a relationship agrees to monogamy, but what I hear you saying is that monogamy is one of the things that you expect. Am I right or am I wrong about that?
Yes, it is. You're absolutely on point.
Then you know what? Then you got to put that out there at the outset. And for me, if you put it out there, then you need to hold that person accountable for being faithful. And that person who wants to be with you needs to make the choice. Because you know what? There are women who don't mind an open relationship. So for me, again, just using this whole issue of unfaithfulness as an example, no. If someone's unfaithful, that means they've been dishonest. If they know you expect monogamy, they've been dishonest, it's a betrayal, and you have a right to walk away. Say, did you want to jump in?
Yes, I would like to help Vanessa understand something right here. Cheating, you know what? People may not like what I'm about to say, but I'm going to set it up and I'm going to keep it very real right here. And men out there who cheat, I'm sure will agree with me. What women first need to understand that, see, and this is where women get it messed up. I had a client tell me a few weeks ago, but I give him the best head he's ever had. What difference does that make?
It
you know,
make
you get that anywhere. That's almost free.
Exactly. We are all born with a vagina in between our legs and lips to suck whatever we choose to suck. You've got to come with more than that. You've got to bring more than that to the table. You've got to remember that basically any female can give him sex and head. Any female. What are you giving him that no other female can? So sex. So now what does that tell you that sex means to a man?
Nothing. It's something to
not
do.
That darn thing.
It's something to do. That's it.
Right. Men will marry a woman who is less sexually experienced, but that ride or die chick before they'll marry that chick that turns their head around in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? So what you have to realize, Vanessa, is that sex means nothing to a man. But when you're loving a person, just like a detective, the first thing you have to do is understand how to walk in their shoes and think like they think. The same way Steve Harvey said, act like a lady, honey.
That's
but
right.
Think like a man.
You best believe
it. So now, what, like we said earlier about that woman who was trying to learn how to get over her anger, you can't personalize a man being a man. What you personalize is him not treating you like a lady.
You're right.
What a lady deserves is love. And for me, I take respect over love any day.
Respect over anything.
Love,
you better believe it.
That's right. Love and respect. So sometimes because your man wants to put his choo-choo train in another caboose, some women overreact over that. I'm just going to be honest with you. Open relationship or not, he was not made the same way you're made. We're talking about a man here, okay? You think mm-hmm. about everything they want to do is physical. Now, if your man starts spending time with some other woman and you start, the minute he messes up is when you realize something's going on. He done messed up.
You better believe that.
Wrap the trap and make sure the caboose gets off at its next stop. Period.
There
Any
it
man
is.
That can't do that doesn't deserve your time. You are a queen. King stepped out. They screw maid servants all day long, honey. That's just
and
reality.
And they can have it. They can have it.
That's right. The maid servants, that's what they're outside kneeling down on the ground for, waiting for the king to drop something and hit it.
You better believe that.
But guess
that.
What? They don't sit in the palace. They don't sit in the palace. And the king doesn't adhere to their every whim like they do the king. And if more women, the queen, excuse me, if more women can get with this philosophy, we wouldn't be breaking up homes and marriages over cheating. The minute you disrespect me, I'm coming for you with all the king horses. And you could be the king, but I'm going to take your horses and come for you. All right? And it's not about you it's not about you cheating. It's about you disrespecting me.
That's
you better
that's
act
the only
like
factor.
A king. There it is.
That's the factor.
So listen,
that's my
here's,
factor.
Here's the people that disrespect when we mess up and queens marry princes. That's the problem.
Let me just jump in really quickly. And Vanessa, I just want to say this, and I'm going to give the floor back to Sadie. And
okay.
to all the women who are listening, it is not the woman can do nothing. And again, I'm speaking as a man. The woman can do nothing to keep the man from cheating. The choice is solely within him. That's the bottom line. You understand what
it
I'm
is.
Saying? And I don't. Yeah, that's the bottom line because you know what? Again, I'm a self-sufficient man. A woman can pay my rent, pay my mortgage, pay my car note, let me hit it from the back, make me climb the walls, my eyes roll up back in my head, take care of my son. That's not going to keep me faithful if I don't choose to be faithful.
Exactly, and that's it. But what we have to understand,
it.
Too, Michael,
go ahead.
What we need to understand, too, is that we have choices. You don't leave it up to someone else to tell you what they want to do with you. You have to know what you want to do yourself. If that's
exactly.
what they choose to do, you have to let them do that.
Exactly. So, ladies, and as Sadie said early in the show, you can't personalize. If a man cheats, it's not personal. He made that choice for whatever reason. Now, we can use the fact that, you're getting on my nerves as an excuse, or I'm stressed at work as an excuse, or you don't sex me like I like to as an excuse. All of that is an excuse because the bottom line is there are men who are treated like crap. That is said, and they stay faithful. And then there are men, as Sadie is saying, who are treated like kings who cheat. So at the end of the day, it's within that man either to be faithful or not be faithful.
It's
true.
And when a man recognizes that he has his queen, this is how he knows.
Mm-hmm.
If you realize in a game of chess, the queen protects the king.
Right.
Once the queen is out, the game is over. When a man realizes that he gets his livelihood from that woman, he will not take a chance of disrespecting her and jeopardizing his relationship. Not saying that some of them won't step out here and there, but they will not take a chance to jeopardize their relationship. And that is when a man knows he has found his queen. When he'll gamble Thanks. With it, that's not his queen. She's simply a pawn or a maidservant. Now, I asked a client just about 2 months ago, married to a playboy, 40 years, good-looking, successful, a whore, okay, a pure whore.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked her, I said, how did you make a marriage with a man like this work? Like, what? I mean, you didn't feel like losing your mind?
Mm-mm-mm.
She said, one day I looked at him and I said, I love this man. She said, and she thought to herself, if I try to change him, I might not love him the same.
You know,
we love people the way they are. We change something about it, it just might not do it for us no more. She says she made a conscious decision that I'm going to love him just the way he is. And I said, okay, well, what would you do when other women would come up? She said, I would handle it. I'd make his life hell. She said, but if I didn't know, I wouldn't look. But I showed him, if it comes to me, you're going to be unhappy.
Wow, Sadie Sharp, you're setting it off. And so, Vanessa, did we answer your question?
Yeah, she did, actually. She put a couple things in perspective, especially that last one where, you know, you would never jeopardize the relationship if you found your true queen. You'd always protect, you know, that one and recognize that that is the one instead of just a pawn. And she put a couple things in perspective, and I appreciate that.
Well, Vanessa,
I got to tell you something right now. Life is short, Vanessa. And anything outside of love is just an illusion. When you make a conscious choice to love somebody, you got to wholeheartedly love them. Love them the way they are. You know, it's an insult to people to think that they're going to be changed or to think that you don't want them how they are. If you think about all the things that Bobby Brown and Whitney Houston went through, now that Whitney Houston is not here on this earth, do you think Bobby thinks about and holds any of those grudges against her anymore?
I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part, Sadie.
Do you think that Bobby Brown holds any of those grudges against Whitney for anything they've ever argued or went through now that she's not here on this earth?
No, because
and that's
it's all
what I'm
forgotten.
Telling you. My point in that is when we have that person standing before us, love them. Love them and love them wholeheartedly. Anything about who they are or what they've become, that's part of loving them. If you try to put another ingredient in there, that's not them you're loving. You're loving your image that you have in your mind of them. And that hurts people when you try to change them and love them the way you want them to be. There's nothing like having somebody love you for who you are.
Exactly. I agree.
Wow. Well, Vanessa, listen, we appreciate so much that you've called in. Did you have any other questions or comments tonight?
No, everything was great. I really enjoyed your program. I'm really hoping to listen in on some more to come. I mean, I really enjoyed it. Your answers were very thorough and helpful. And like I said, I
Michael,
can't wait for the next show.
Can I address one more thing for Vanessa before she goes? I promise this will
be Of course.
I know you're probably going to go to a song soon, DJ.
No, go ahead. Do your thing.
You said something earlier about sharing a man. Let me tell you like this. When you're a queen and your man sees you as a queen, even if he steps out on you, I mean, forever is a long time. Could you imagine if you were still in the same relationship with the person who was your first, if you were still with them to the day?
Not at all.
Forever. If you really want to see forever with a person, that is a long time, sweetheart. That is eternity. Do you really think for one minute that somebody who you're going to be with for the rest of your life will only see you as the last attractive person on the face of the earth? No. That is why people have to face each other and look at each other when they get married. Because this is your reality. This is your mirror. Now, you said something earlier about sharing a man, and I told women this a couple weeks back. You got to see it like this. When you have a nice house or a nice car, you got to expect other people to want it. Anything you have that's valuable becomes a wanted item. That includes your man or your woman.
Mm-hmm.
So what
and
do
that
you do?
Includes me, too.
That's right. You put forth work and effort to keep things that we want in our lives, right? But here's the thing. What about people who have cars and give other people rides? Okay, so you just got your new car today, Vanessa, and you go pick your girls up. But what happens at the end of the night? They get dropped off. Are they sharing your car? No, they got a ride. All them chicks, all those maid servants out there screwing people's man, all they're doing is getting a ride. But they get dropped off. The car goes back home, goes in the driveway, and it does not belong to them. They get a ride, girl. That's all it is. Nobody's sharing your man. He's only sharing your man if he allows himself to be shared. I mean, he's trying to split himself between two homes. But as long as he's turning his phone off and not answering people when he's with his queen, on holidays and so forth, those chicks are getting rides. There is no sharing.
Well, you know what? I'm trying to take that in because that's the way I received it, too, when I had brought it to the table. And I'm like, you know what? You don't even have to split it from me because I can get mine, you know? If that's what you want to do, go ahead and give it all away because it's not all there is for me to have.
And you know, Vanessa, it's interesting. It's interesting because, you know, I'm listening in and you know, Sadie's my partner. Sadie's my co-host. I have the ultimate respect for Sadie, and our partnership really makes the show what it is. what I'm hearing is that you want a monogamous relationship.
Yep.
And if okay, and if that's what you want, then you cannot compromise that because you won't be happy. There are other women who don't mind an open relationship. You understand? And I think for me,
yeah.
I think that women, as I have dealt with women in my life, they want honesty. See, and to me, if a man wants more than one woman, well, homie, just be honest with that woman from the door, you know, and give her
the option
to accept or reject it. That's all I'm saying.
I'm talking about monogamous relationships, but what we're talking about is reality.
Right, and we're talking about honesty, yeah.
And we're also talking about choices.
I interview couples who have been married 40 and 50 years all the time. I'm going to tell you right now, if I interview 8 couples, one of them have committed adultery in the marriage, and that's how they made it, by forgiving. You do not make it to forever without bringing in reality. There's not too many marriages. We're just going to keep it real right here where somebody doesn't fail. And unfortunately, usually it's the man. And if women cannot realize and stop personalizing stepping out of marriages so much, the divorce rates are going to continue to go up. In order to be in a relationship, you have to be giving and forgiving. Once you stop doing those things, it's over. I'm talking about monogamous relationships, but unfortunately, in monogamous relationships, you're dealing with human beings who are imperfect and they commit acts of imperfection, which is mistakes. I'm not talking about open relationships because open relationships, there is no cheating.
Exactly. See, and all right, now let me give you the other side. And Sadie said this about me, and I appreciate it. She says, Mike, you are almost like a women's liberation advocate. And you know what? I'm a very progressive man. Now, check this out. And again, I'm a man through and through. See, the other side of it, Vanessa, is this. Let's say you're with a man, and you set out your expectations. You expect monogamy. You expect honesty. All those things, right? And he cheats on you, and you find out about it. Now, what will happen if you cheat on him? See, because what we as men can do, we can't always handle. You understand what I'm saying? See, I have to – go ahead.
I wouldn't do that, Mike. I wouldn't do it at all. I didn't know it. It's just I'm a one-man – I'm a one-woman-per-man thing. I don't share myself with anybody else. When I'm in a relationship, I don't do that.
She's a queen.
I don't do that.
And because
I'm a lady
first. You don't go out – that's right. You don't go out and share your jewel. That's your jewel.
And not everybody deserves it. So
I agree with you. So Vanessa, what it goes back to for me is what I said at the outset.
Mm-hmm.
You are a queen. Understand? As Sadie is saying, and when you are exploring a relationship with a man, you've got to make it known at the outset. You got to, as Sadie does with our show, we always joke around, Sadie, you're going to set it off. You got to set it off from the door and say, look, this is what I'm looking for, X, Y, and Z, A, B, and C. If you are not ready for this, then let's just make this a one-time dinner or a one-time cup of coffee or one-time concert or whatever. See, so, and you got to be clear, and you have to be clear about that, and you have to stick to that. Because ultimately you're going to attract what you are and where you are. And if you are focused on monogamy, in my estimation, you're going to ultimately attract that.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike, because that was
I'm not saying that Vanessa should allow a man to cheat on her. I'm no way saying that.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I know that.
What I am saying is I'm addressing the topic of today's show is why men cheat.
Exactly.
Going over the reasons why men cheat. To our lady listeners, I'm trying to explain to them that they, like we said earlier, women take on all this stuff and they personalize it, and they become bitter and angry over it because they feel as though something that this guy did for cheating has something to do with her.
Exactly.
All I'm trying to explain to all of our queens listeners, it has nothing to do with you, dear. And when you throw your 18-year relationship away or marriage or whatever have you, because he cheated on you, you are so in left field. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, and I hear you. And, Sadie, you know, it's interesting because I say, in part, I'm saying the same thing. that it has nothing to do with the woman, because a man chooses to be faithful or a man chooses to cheat. I think what
it's
you're
true.
Also saying, and I think, Vanessa, what Sadie's also saying, and I agree with this, all right, if you discover that your man has been unfaithful, then it becomes a question of, am I going to forgive him and we work through it, or am I going to step off? And I can't answer that question for you. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because Sadie's right,
right.
Any relationship that endures has
right.
got to be giving and forgiving.
She has her boundaries.
Right.
And that is where
it's
her
compromise.
Boundaries comes in. That is where each queen's boundaries come in. Some
exactly.
queens may say, you know what, if my husband has a baby outside the marriage, that's drawing the line for me, I'm out. If I find out my husband had unprotected sex with another woman, that's drawing the line for me, I'm out. We can't work through that. Every queen
mm-hmm.
has her own boundaries. But all
exactly.
I'm saying is that, right, all I'm saying is that because your husband, your boyfriend, your man, whatever, cheats on you, it doesn't necessarily mean there's anything you could have done differently.
I agree.
That
no,
I agree 100%. That man was wired before you met him.
Well
not
said,
exactly.
I agree.
Not all men cheat because they don't love their queens. That has, half of the time it has nothing to do with it unless there's a new baby. But that's going into another subject, but we do need to address that. But, Vanessa, we're going to go ahead and let you go. We're going to go on for a
appreciate
call.
It.
Thank you very much for calling.
Hey, Vanessa, it was
I appreciate
a pleasure. It was
that.
Really enjoyable. You're welcome. You have a good night.
Okay. All right, Mike. Good night, Sadie.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sadie, phenomenal, phenomenal. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to mix it up a little bit, and I'm gonna play Finally by CeCe Peniston, which I think really is an anthem for a queen who's found that kind of love. Listen, everybody, you're listening to Real, Relevant, and Raw on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it needs to see.
I'm sure there's some ladies listening tonight, and even though a woman is singing the song, there's some men who probably have a similar declaration. Finally, it happened to me. I found that love. You're listening to Real Relevant and Raw on Blog Talk Radio, bringing you the best in relationship content. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
And listen, Sadie, we want to thank Vanessa for calling in. That was one of the most comprehensive conversations that we have had on the air since we've been doing our show. And so, Vanessa, thank you for calling in. Sadie, thank you for your insights. You know, you're right, Sadie. I mean, it's why men cheat. Ladies, it's not your fault. We cheat. I'm a man, like I said, through and through.
Hey,
we
Michael,
cheat.
You better watch yourself. You better watch yourself. I'm talking about we cheat. Michael.
Well, listen, let me clarify.
Rephrase that. Rephrase
no,
that.
You know, well,
we all know you have a queen listening. You better say they cheat.
Well, no, listen. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you know what? And listen, both of us, Sadie, are transparent. So let me, and I appreciate you pushing the pause button with me. Let me say two things. Number one, I'm not going to distance myself from my gender in this. Not all men cheat, but we as men sometimes do cheat. And ladies, it's not your fault, because there's nothing that you can do to keep us from cheating. As Sadie said, if we're wired that way, you understand? Or if we want to. Okay, so now that's the first reason I said we. The second reason is because in past relationships, I've cheated. Now, I'm only saying that generally because if I'm too specific, then
Michael,
I'm really...
Michael, you dog!
Listen. I'm not going to tell it off. I'm going to tell, ladies, I'm going to tell you enough to help you understand. All right? And I'm not going to be so specific, because if I'm that specific, we live in a small world, and you may identify the person that I was with at the time, and I want to protect those persons because I've made a commitment to being a media personality of sorts. They have not. Let me put it out there, ladies. I want to put it out there. You know, I cheated because I was wrestling with a sexual addiction, and I've gone to therapy, and I'm clean, as they say. What's the word I'm looking for? Sober. They call it being sexually sober and all that stuff. But that was my reason, okay? And that's not an excuse, because it didn't justify anything. The addiction, we choose whether or not we're going to manifest our addiction. So, you know, I know what it's like to have to confess to someone. I know what it's like to look at that hurt on their face. I know what it's like for that person to see the disappointment in that person's face. I know what it's like, you know. And, ladies, that's the reason that we cheat. Some of us are just addicted to sexualized behavior, and so we cheat for that reason. So, Sadie, that's why I say we.
I got it.
Michael,
you're all grown up now. Can I say that again?
I'm all grown up
now. What I would like to say, let's talk about instances of men who are faithful and do cheat. Let's talk about some of the reasons they do cheat. Ladies, sometimes a new baby can cause a man who is very faithful to step out on his relationship. A man who's been faithful for 6-7 years straight, never thought about stepping out on his wife or girlfriend, a new baby can sometimes take away his attention. There's a book that was written by several mistresses, and they said in the book that 9 times out of 10, when they were sought after by these married men, was because there was a new baby, or sometimes more than one new baby, and the wife just didn't have time for the husband anymore. You got to be very careful, ladies. I know you love these kids, but guess what? They grow up, they go off to college, and they don't even pick up the phone and call you. I know all about it.
Sadie, listen, you're right. Sadie, you know what? You're telling the truth, Sadie. You know what? You're telling the truth. I just want to interject real fast. Ladies, listen.
You know what? When you go out and you start shopping for a crib, you need to look for a stripper pole, too.
Damn right. Yeah, because you're right.
You know what? The same way you're going to take care of that baby, you got to always make sure you take care of your man and keep it seasoned.
And
keep
you know what?
That relationship seasoned.
Sadie, you know what? I'm gonna share something. I remember, and this is gonna seem ironic when I tell you the source. A pastor friend of mine said this to me 20 years ago, probably more than that. And ladies, listen to this. And as just as a thought, next week we're going to do a show. It's going to be pre-recorded, Why Women Cheat. So we, you know, Sadie and I are going to keep it balanced. All right. He said, Mike, when it comes to men, sex is like going to a restaurant. If you go to a restaurant and that restaurant's closed, we're not going to not eat. We're going to find another restaurant. So, ladies, for men, sex is like eating. We got to eat. You understand? And so, again, for all the moms out there, you're right. Sadie, you're 100% right. Take care of the kids, but save some space and some time and some energy to continue to sexually please your man. So, Sadie, set it off some more. I like what you're saying.
Let me tell you another instance where you can cause a faithful man to cheat. An upset household, let's say. The Bible talks about it. I'm not a religious person, but the Bible talks about it in, what is it, Proverbs? You're better off on the roof of the house than in the house with an angry woman.
Damn right.
Michael, you know
you're damn right, girl. You did it.
Michael, you know what I'm talking about. And then
I know exactly what you're talking about. I understand what you're talking about.
I'm making it easy for the clean-up woman. That's how women be losing their man. Let me tell you something. Home has to be home. The minute that that man would rather be on the outside of that door sitting in the car, and sitting in his car in a snowstorm than in the house with you, you are making it easy for the clean-up woman. Shut your goddamn mouth. Shut your mouth. The worst thing on a woman sometimes can be her freaking mouth. Soon as you walk in the door, bam, like a
Sadie,
bell ringing in the
Listen, I got to be a little vulgar, and I'm saying it tongue-in-cheek. Sadie, you started some shit tonight now, but you're telling the truth. And ladies, I'm glad that Sadie is saying it like that, because if I had interjected that from the outset, you'd probably say, oh, this guy, you know, he's just being hard on women, but it's the truth. And brothers, listen, for any brothers listening tonight on the archive, you got to let your ladies know. Because you know what, Sadie? Another reason we cheat is because we as men sometimes are looking for that emotional support that our significant others are not providing. Ladies, hear what Sadie said and hear what I'm saying. I'm telling you, it's not always about a dick thing. Yeah, okay, yes, we know, yes, in many respects, sex for us is like eating, okay. But it's not always a dick thing, ladies. Sometimes we need somebody to talk to also. Sometimes we need somebody just to listen to us talk about how we feel and what we're going through. So, Sadie, you are 1,000% right.
I'm sorry. You know, come on now. Like they say, women are technically the mental, you know, the mental pilot of the whole relationship, household thing, and men are the physical. You know, I was talking to a couple the other day, and the woman was saying how, you know, they did like this temporary separation. The woman got to cut the grass now, and the man has to call up and make his own payments on stuff and all. He has to handle his own finances, and he's missing how she handled the finances, and she's missing how he handled cutting the grass. And what I've been doing as coaching them is speaking to both of them separately as to where they're at. And, you know, it's just amazing how men can handle physical stress so much better than women can. But being with the kids all day would have that man knocked out. But the woman out there putting the sump pump in the basement, cutting the grass and weed whacking would have her knocked out, you know.
Exactly.
Everybody has to have their roles. You know, the best thing with your man, if you have something, a little issue with him, whatever, you state your case and be silent. Cook your dinner, do whatever you got to do, but you do not create an upset household that he doesn't want to come home to.
Sadie, you're right.
Whoever the heck invites him over, he's going.
Sadie, let me just jump in, Sadie. We have about 2.5 minutes left. Do you have any final thoughts about this topic, why men cheat?
Men cheat for one of three reasons. Either they're wired that way, something changed in your relationship, i.e. a new baby, or maybe the woman lost someone in her family and she's totally focused on that and doesn't give that man any attention. Or she's creating an upset household. It's one of those three things.
I like that, Sadie. And you know, Sadie, let me just jump in, and ladies, give you some things to think about. And men, also, if you can verify this with your female friends, your significant others, et cetera. You know, I mentioned lust. I mentioned lack of honesty with themselves. Sometimes one woman just can't please a man. Ego gratification. Some of us, our self-esteem is attached to how many women we can have sex with. Sometimes it's a sense of entitlement. I mean, athletes and entertainers. Culture. Our culture makes men feel like we can do that, but women can't. And then finally, as I mentioned in my own short testimony, in my own anecdote from my life, sometimes it's addictive behavior. So for me, that's why men cheat. Sadie, we're almost done. Do you have any? Go ahead. So you have any closing words?
No, I just want to say that if you suspect your man to be cheating, we will be doing a sequel show first week in September, What to Do When You Suspect Your Mate to Be Cheating. That we'll be doing that the first Thursday in September. I will be out of town, so Michael and I will be doing a pre-recorded show this Saturday morning that will be posted on our website for you to look at next Thursday, titled Why Women Cheat. So they cheat too now, y'all.
Yes, yes, ma'am, they cheat too. And Sadie, listen, before you go, let me just say, have a wonderful, wonderful trip. Enjoy, recreate, refresh, renew. You know we're going to miss you, but definitely we're going to keep this show going, keep the momentum going. And let me just say in closing, you have been listening to the topic, Why Men Cheat, on Real Relevant Raw. Real Relevant Raw broadcast every Thursday evening from 11 p.m. until 12 a.m. on Blog Talk Radio, bringing the best in relationship content. I'm your co-host, Michael Teague, along with my co-host,
Sadie Sharp.
Listen, everybody, we love you. Stay tuned for more Real Relevant Raw. Everybody, have a good night. Bye-bye.